Recorded Books and One Click Digital present I'm Glad I Did by Cynthia Weil, narrated by Rachel Botchin.
Prologue. Some people follow their destiny by accident. Take Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz. I was 9 when I first saw the movie, and as soon as Dorothy sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow, I knew she'd find a way to get there. True, she didn't do anything to make it happen. A tornado just happened to take her exactly where she needed to go. But somehow that song still made me believe she had something to do with it. Knowing my life was not a movie, that there wasn't much chance of a tornado in New York City, and that the place I needed to go was only across town, I knew I'd have to get there by myself. So way back then, before I even hit a double-digit birthday, I made a decision. One day, I would fly over my own rainbow and write a song like that one. A song that could make people believe in possibilities and dreams. One day, I'd walk through those big brass doors of the Brill Building at 1619 Broadway, the place where my Uncle Bernie told me songs were born, and I'd make it to Oz, too. It wasn't until 7 years later, the summer of 1963, that I was able to figure out how to get there. And even though I may have done it on my own and faced my fear by choice, looking back now, it seems that most of what followed, the joy and the love, the tragedy and the loss, the craziness of it all, was meant to be. It was my destiny that summer to find out who my family was, who my friends were, and eventually, who I was. The only part that didn't feel like destiny, and never will, was the cost. Chapter 1. There are 3 unbreakable rules in my family. 1. The Greens always have breakfast together. 2. The Greens always negotiate instead of arguing. 3. The Greens always become lawyers. I'm hardly ever hungry at breakfast, and while I really love a good screaming argument, I believe it clears the air, I've managed to live with rules 1 and 2. It's rule number 3 that scares me, crushes my dreams, and destroys my soul. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, is that I do not now, nor have I ever wanted to be an attorney. Unlike my big brother Jeffrey, I've not inherited the legal gene.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?